yesterday in the yesterday we were basically we wanted to prove that Rashi is pashtus, not saying like Tosfos. First of all, because Tosfos says peros, and Rashi, the Aruf says it's schar, so that's not like Rashi. That's not like Tosfos. And second of all, the Rashi and the Aruf don't mention anything about Adam Haba. And Tosfos seems to say there's schar on Adam Haba. Tosfos, Rashi, and the Aruch are not mashma anything about schar Adam Haba. They don't say that. And then we saw the Kais Yeshuas is mashma that Rashi doesn't hold his schar Adam Haba. And we saw this Esho Avram that said also Beferish that Rashi doesn't hold that there's schar Adam Haba. Right? So we're basically left with the question. The question is, that Achaira, what the Kais Yeshua says is what's bothering Tosfos is a tremendous kasha and Rashi. Why should it be that you don't get schar Adam Haba? Also, it's not like the Bukhi Yosef. Bukhi Yosef says Afilu. So we had, I think really yesterday, but it's more than yesterday, we had two different pshatim in Rashi. Let's try and analyze each pshat. So we'll start with the second pshat. Maybe it's an easier pshat. So Rafi said a pshat yesterday that the afilo, when the Bukhi Yosef says afilo, he doesn't mean afilo that you get schar Adam Haza and Adam Haba. But he meant that you even get Adam Haza, meaning because it's hard to get Adam Haza. Since most mitzvahs get Adam Haba. Adam Haba is easy. That's what every mitzvah, you get Adam Haba. To get schar and Adam Haza is a very, very difficult thing. To go ahead, it's against the rules. Schar mitzvah b'hayah moleka. So here comes along, we go ahead and we have a mitzvah that we're getting schar in Adam Haza. So that's an afilu. Right? That was Rafi's shot. Yes, I'm okay. Yes. So the shaila though is in Svara, why should it be a advantage to get schar Adam Haza? The schar Adam Haza is not good. We know Mishanim by Rishayim, Hashem gives Rishon the schar Adam Haza as almost a punishment. So why should it be a bracha, like when you do a gevaldige mitzvah, you get schar Adam Haza, not Adam Haba? Okay, so what would be the answer for that?
That's where we were stuck.
So when I we stuck. So now we need an answer.
I mean, I have a possibility. I don't know if Yeah. Sometimes we see the concept that Hashem gives siyata d'shmaya in this world, so that you should go to the next level of mitzvahs. So when you do that extra, effort beyond the regular Hidur mitzvah, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you in this world the tools that you need to climb higher. And that's what it means. I'm going to give you an Olam Haza. Perhaps.
Right. That happens to be, who says like you? It happens to be a Rambam. Right, the Rambam, I just opened it up. Okay, I should have sent it to you, but it would have been too much of a giveaway. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, he asks the Kasha that if the Iker Schar is Adam Haba, so why in the Torah does the Torah talk about Schar in Adam Haza? That's not what counts. Right, that's the Rambam's Kasha. So it's a famous kasha, and there's many different answers. The Simcha Zizel says because as you can talk, we're talking to the Yetzer Hara to make the Yetzer Hara get the Yetzer Hara on board. But the Rambam doesn't say that. So the Rambam says what Rabbi Meltzer said, because it's a tremendous bracha for a Rasha to get Schar Adam Haza. It's not a bracha. Because what's the Russia going to do with his charedot of Hazeh? He's going to do a more of Eretz. So it's not a, it's almost like a punishment to give him charedot of Hazeh. He's using up his charedot and he's using it to do more of Eretz. We're giving him the opportunity to do more of Eretz. But for a tzaddik, to give a tzaddik charedot of Hazeh is a gevaldik thing. Because once a person has charedot of Hazeh, he can, the many scars in Odom Hazeh are opportunities to do more mitzvahs. A person has health. He has health, he can do more mitzvahs. A person has ashiras. Ashiras is an opportunity to tremendous stucco, tremendous, you know, you can maybe you can build a yeshiva, you can do whatever you can have, you have ashiras. So the scar in Odom Hazeh, it depends for whom. For a Rasha, Skarnam has is bad. For a tzaddik, it says, I think it says somewhere that Esav got a bracha, that he was able, his skar wasn't, he had the power to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And that wasn't, that's not a, you know, that's it's a skar, but it's not, a, it's a skar that ended up being bad for him. He gave him a kayach, you know, but he took his kayach and he used it to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So you know, it says there, it's, I think it's saying that because Esav is keeping of aim, so he got scar, then he had tremendous kayah. So he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, he couldn't have destroyed it. So the when in a Russia, when he gets a scar at Oim Hazeh, it's a bad thing because it's tarted to Reza. He loses his mitzvahs and he just has opportunity to do more of Eretz. But for a tzaddik, generally speaking, a tzaddik having schar adam hazeh is a good thing. So it would come out, if Rabbi Meltzer is right, it really would come out a very, very big machlekas between Taisvis, the way the Kais Yeshuas explains Taisvis, and Rashi. Taisvis holds that the fact that you're getting schar adam hazeh is a chisarin. And if you see somewhere that you're getting schar adam hazeh, if it's not peiros, then that means it's a begam in the mitzvah. If we find something, oh, for this you get schar adam hazeh. So if it says somewhere that for this you get schar adam hazeh, according to Taisus, that means that it's a downplay, because you want to get schar adam haba. That's what Taisus learns. Peiros is something else, because we said peiros is not schar. Payments doesn't come off your cheshbon, so okay, so that's not a problem, but schar, according to Taisus, is you don't want any schar to amaza, but according to Rashi, if this pshat would be correct, according to Rabbi Meltzer's pshat, then it's good to get schar to amaza, a certain amount, maybe not all your schar, but a certain amount. If something gives you schar adam hazeh, it's a very good thing.
But this halacha would include a Rasha spending over a third on his or mitzvah. So let's say a Rasha does it.
Yeah, I mean, if Hashem makes rules in the world, then the rules stay consistent. But I just meant because there's a pasuk in the Torah that Hashem is mishanim to rishonim and adam hazeh for their mitzvahs. And it's a mishanim to Sinai, awapai la'avdei,
mishanim.
What?
La havida.
So that means that normally for a Rasha, you see clearly from the pasuk that it's bad for him to get to a schar adam hazeh. But yet, by a regular person, it's obviously a good thing. You see in the Torah, it turns into Nasati, Aisa, Besotin, and Techavichalta Zavata. So you see, it's a good thing. So, I mean, if you don't learn it, truth is, if you don't learn like the Rambam, you don't learn like Rabbi Meltzer, so that's not schar. That's also like Peiros. That's the other approach would be that ain't a chinami. That's not schar. That's only, I think that is what many people say, that these are only skulas. These aren't schar. Because schar is according, schar mitzvah b'hai ha-maleka. I said, v'nasati ha-isef, so that's something else. That's not schar. But according to, I think, that what Rabbi Meltzer is saying, and I think that is what the Rambam says, that for a tzaddik, it is good to get schar adam hazeh. Obviously, not all your schar, but a little bit of schar, some of the schar.
No, it is.
Wait one second.
It is schar for that particular mitzvah.
Right.
In that sense, Tosfos and Rashi would agree.
No, Taisus holds.
But it's a potential.
Taisus had to say that it's peros. Taisus says, Taisus goes out of his way
right.
to say that what you're getting in item Aza is peros. Why does Taisus say that? Because, so we explain Shad and Taisus. I think that's what the Kosh Yeshuas is saying. It's not just us, because Taisus holds that you don't want to get an iota of schar in item Aza. It's a chadal. We have to have the entire Karen Kayemes Olam Haba. To get an iota schar in Olam Haza is bad because you're wasting. So according to Tosfos, the only when the Gemara says you get an item Haza, it can't be b'tayra schar. It has to be Paris. When it says v'nasati eisa b'sotra v'mtecha v'yachata v'savata, that can't be schar. According to Tosfos. There's no schar, and that's where the Kosh Yeshuas is explaining Tosfos. Tosfos holds that schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka because it's bad for a person to get schar in item hazeh. Person doesn't want to get schar in item hazeh. You want to save every ounce of your schar for item haba.
The only thing you
can get in item hazeh is peres.
Why are peres?
Peres doesn't come off as schar. Peres is in. It, anyway, Paris has nothing to do with schar. It's just a made a thing. So it doesn't cause it. You're not losing any of your schar. But the way if this pshat is correct, we haven't seen anyone who says it. But this is a pshat that's being suggested in Rashi. It's a gigantic machlekes. It's a little bit too big of a machlekes. Gets me a little nervous. But the gigantic machlekes would be that Rashi holds and not true. Rashi holds that when there are certain, sometimes, schar in item haza, which is schar, because it's worth it, because a person wants a certain amount of schar in item haza, because a certain amount, obviously too much would be no good, but a certain amount of schar in item haza gives you the opportunity to have more, to do more mitzvahs.
Why are parents okay?
What?
Why are Paris okay and schar is bad? Why is Paris okay?
According to Tosfos?
Let's say according to Tosfos, yes.
Because Paris don't come off your schar and iota.
So what if you could get schar that doesn't come off your schar?
There's no such thing by definition. I'm sorry. That's the
why can't you say instead of Paris, give me more schar?
You can't, because Paris is not schar. That's
such a great thing. Then why would you say forget the Paris?
Excuse me. We're trying to explain that. We said have to company, right?
Now, I'm sorry.
You're working, I don't know what company you work for. I work for Yeshiva, okay? The Yeshiva has a minion for Yom Kippur. You know what? I get a free seat for Yom Kippur. I don't have to pay for my seat on Yom Kippur. A lot of people, when they go to shul, they have to pay for the seats. I don't pay for my seat on Yom Kippur. That's a payris. It's a side benefit. It doesn't cost the yeshiva a penny. But it's a benefit of learning in yeshiva. The benefit of being a rabbi in yeshiva is that you get a seat on Yom Kippur without having to pay for it. You can't go ahead and say, listen, I can't go in. I'm saying the example I gave you, I said this yesterday, that let's say 1 year I wasn't there. This year, I'll give you a good example. Every year I eat the Purim Suda in the yeshiva. That's one of the benefits of being a Rebbe. It's very important to eat the Purim Suda with the guys. The guys can get drunk and they can all jump on you and whatever. That's part of their entertainment. Okay. But on my side, it's also good for me. I get a free Purim Suda. It's enjoyable. This year I didn't eat the Purim Suda in the yeshiva because of Corona. And my wife is very concerned. So I didn't eat the Purim Suda in the yeshiva. Now I'm going to go over to the office and ask for an extra $15 because they saved on the chicken on me, right? You can't trade in Paris for money. So when I got my contract, which I don't have a contract, but anyway, but when I got my contract and says what my salary is, it didn't say my salary is plus a free Purim Suda. It's not in the contract. And it's not part of my schar, but it's a memeda benefit. There are certain, every job has like that. There are certain benefits.
So what does that mean? What does that mean when you're getting payers in this world? What is an example of getting payers? I just said this is an example. But this is the payers you're getting from Talmud Torah, or the payers you're getting according to Tosfos in this mitzvah, is not a free Purim Suda. It's not a free
Sinai. Yes, it's the same type right there. There's certain skulas. Hashem, the way they explain it is that Hashem created the world with a certain laws of Teva. There's certain laws of Teva. When you eat non-kosher food, you get it has a certain effect on you. When you eat kosher food, it has a different effect on you. That's peiros. That's not the schar. That's not schar of the mitzvah. If you eat holy food, if you're a kohen and you eat truma, you become kaddish, right? That's not the schar of the mitzvah. That's a memeda. Food is holy. It makes you kaddish.
So why is it only that mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro generally have peiros?
Okay, so that's a cheshbon, whatever it is. You have to look in the Sfarim. I don't remember. The Rambam says something because I don't know. But
Could I just get clarity on one thing? Rashi and everyone, when you give Yoser al Shlish and you get Schar, even if it's in this world, it's bifurcated. In other words, still up until the Shlish, that amount you're still getting an Olam Haba, right?
Yes, correct.
Right. So why does Rebbe keep on saying it's like you're losing? You're not losing, just the added is a different type. Right. It doesn't detract from what you earn.
I would think you're losing it because I want to get schar for that addition. And then why are you channeling that schar to Olam Hazeh? That's what I meant. I did this amazing thing. I paid an extra $10 for the mitzvah. I didn't have to. I went beyond the call of duty. And I added over and above the shlish. So now, for that reward, for that, you go and you say, you're getting an item hazeh. So it's not, why didn't you give me reward in item haba? I would have been better off to get my reward in item haba, which is what the Kais Yeshua says. So the Kais Yeshua says, that's why Tosfos says that it means peiros. Peiros is not reward. Peiros means, I want to explain it for Benjamin Sign because if it wasn't clear, Paris means that there's a certain laws of nature in the world that a tree gives fruit. So if you own a tree, you own a tree. It's good to have a tree. The reason why you have the tree is because you're going to use it to make firewood, whatever, when you need it. I don't know. But meanwhile, there's a side benefit. That the tree meanwhile makes fruit, so you can eat the fruit of the tree. That's not part of what you weren't given the tree for the fruit. You're given the tree for the firewood, for the wood. So it's a side benefit that's just natural. Result.
In Rashi, where it's schar and it's not peiros, isn't it like too esoteric to ask why am I only getting this amount of schar and not that amount of schar? I mean, we don't know.
Because, and that's such because that's scoop of what the Kais Yeshua says, what's bothering Tosfos. Why Tosfos argue with Rashi? Why would it be that for every single mitzvah under the sun, Hashem gives you schar to Amhaba? For the mitzvah of the first third that you're doing, that you give Hidr mitzvah, Hashem gives you schar for Olam Haba. But for this mitzvah that you mamish stuck out your neck and you did extra, you did an extra third, for that mitzvah, you only get schar to Amhazeh. So that's the Kais Yeshua said is what was bothering Tosfos. Therefore, Tosfos' answer is chas v'shalom. The schar is keren kayemes l'olam haba. The schar is 100% for olam haba. The only thing that you're getting in olam hazeh is peiros. Shad and Beres is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a certain manner that it works out. And when you do mitzvahs, you get certain benefits. They are natural chain reactions. We believe this. That's what I'm saying, like eating kosher food naturally keeps you healthier. Right? We believe it's not, I don't even think we just think it's spiritually healthier. I think we even think it's physically healthier. Hashem made the world in a way that keeping you wash the tinas, you die him, you wash negovaser in the morning, you'll have less germs, right? That's like a peiros, right? Medically, doctors will say that it's a good thing to wash negovaser in the morning. You know, that's not enough to be negovaser, but the fact that you wash your hands every time you go out of the bathroom is a healthy thing. So Hashem made a mitzvah, which the mitzvah is for who knows why. And I'm not saying that's why, but he made it in a way that there's a side benefit. The benefit, there's some peiros, that we don't get certain germs and we go to the bathroom. So those are peiros. Many, many mitzvahs have peiros. There's peiros. There's side benefits to mitzvahs. But those aren't considered schar. Those are like skulas. You open the Aron Kodesh, you have an easier birth. I don't know if that's what they claim. They're skulas. It's nothing to do with schar. It's a skula.
Yes. Can I make a suggestion? Just I was thinking in terms of trying to lessen the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. If Rashi maybe holds that the schar that you get in this world, or the effect of doing hiddur mitzvah in this world, maybe depends a little bit on your intention when you did that hiddur. In other words, if you had the right intention, so then you get schar that enables you to do more. But it could be that, you know, if you had the wrong intentions, you just doing it because you want everybody to see you have a nicer esrog or whatever, then, you know, maybe it could act the other way.
Right. Okay, so, that's probably, you know, the Gemara, I would agree with you that when Rashi says that this is probably talking about when you have the right intentions. And the Pashtus, when the Gemara says, it means, you know, that when we're talking about a situation where the person is doing it Hashem Shemayim. The person is doing it not Hashem Shemayim. There's probably a whole different rules. So yeah, that's true. That's like every mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah with the wrong intention, it wouldn't work. Or it wouldn't work as the same. But,
One more suggestion. Maybe the reason why Rishayim lose out when they get Schar in this world, maybe it's because it breaks the rules. The rule is Schar B'Tzayim Aleka. Because we're showing getting a Balam Hazah, they're breaking the rules. They have to take a discount, right? They have to take they don't get the full Schar. But you know, if the starting point isn't, you know, if it's just the rule, it's a din, Schar B'Tzayim Aleka, right?
Yeah, that's creative. I hear. The only thing is that that's not what they mean. They don't say that in the Sfarim.
Okay, well, either way, the simplest choice.
The Sfarim say that they give it a reason. They say the reason is, I believe there's a Tomer Dvara, you know, that it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that Yofa Shor Achas of Kairos Ruach Ba'elam Haba, Mikor Anos Olam Hazeh, and you know, that's a Mishnah. And the Bawi Musa say that means Mikor Anos Olam Hazeh, means if you took all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh from Adam HaRishon till today and you added them all together, 1 second in Olam Haba is better. So therefore, and that's, I think it's a Tamar Dvara.
It's okay. So that, I don't think that's necessarily fair, because you just take, you know, a fraction of the fraction, you know, like the share of Olam Haba could be divisible, right? You can get a tiny, tiny infinitesimal drop less. It's calculus. It's American, you know, I don't know.
Okay, but the way they say it, I mean, maybe what you're saying, they say that you can't do that. You know, you can't break off a piece. It's by definition, because the whole nature of the car is so much greater, you know, by you can't, you know, whenever you break off, you broke off.
Yeah, I did, Rebbe. I didn't follow Rebbe Gordon's answers, but connected to that, I have two things I don't understand because of that Tamar Dvara. I thought the Pshat on the Tamar Dvara is a different currency, so it's not possible to pay back in this world. So number one, if Rebbe Meltzer is saying in Rashi or the Rambam that you get Schar and Olam Hazeh, even if it's better for the Tzaddik for whatever reason, I don't cop how that's possible. And similarly, how could Hashem be Mashalim to the Rosh HaLavidai? It's also not possible.
Okay, so the Rosh HaLavidai, they asked that Kasha, and they explained because there are many, many answers. One answer is because the Rosh doesn't do the Mitzvah Bishleimus, doesn't do it the right Kavana. other answer is ha gufa. When someone says an answer, the very fact that the mitzvah is done with the gufa of a rasha is a begam in the mitzvah. So that also is that even if it's a begam in his mitzvah. Another answer is because the rasha wants his char namazan. So Hashem gives him what a person can request. Even though if you want to use your currency and go into the candy store and buy an ice cream with $1,000 bill and you insist, then the guy will give it to you. If that's what you want, that's what you want. So I don't know. They say many different answers for the how it works by Russia. Why it's not a.
How's that going to work by here by a tzaddik? The tzaddik doesn't want it unless you say the tzaddik does want it because of this. Sir,
tzaddik wouldn't want it. Now, if it's good for the tzaddik. Okay, so I don't know about you saying that it's no currency. Okay, I hear that. I don't know. You know, the other way of saying it's just it's not good for you. If you say it's just not good for you, so then it would work out what everybody else is saying. If you say there's no currency, I don't know. That way,
that's the Torah Devar, right? I'm not making that up, right?
That's the way they say it, yes. I don't remember. It's definitely something like that, yes.
I mean, I want to get clear here. We're suggesting that when we say so we're suggesting that it means the Iker Schar, I guess, is Baha'i.
No, we're saying that Schar B'Hai Amaleka is basically applies in all cases, except for one or two exceptions. There's an exception here of Hidr Mitzvah, according to Rashi. There might be an exception. There's other cases that they also say there might be exceptions. If you do a Mitzvah with Simcha, somebody says you get your Schar B'Adam Hazeh. There are a few other cases that you have places where the Mefarshim say you get your schar namazah. But
are we saying that stemming from the implications of the psukim that there is schar namazah, and we're saying that Lafid Rashi at the very least, that Rashi is drawing from those implications that yeah, there's a mila to schar namazah because
I don't know. I'm not saying Rashi's based on those psukim. I don't know how Rashi read those psukim. The Rambam says chat in that way in those psukim that it's a I don't know. I don't want to start making everything totally.
What does the Rambam say, Rabbi?
Rambam, you look up in Perek Tes from Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam asks the Kasha, why does the Torah say, if the schar, the real schar is Adam Abba, why does the Torah talk about schar Adam Hazet? And he says that. Ain osen atoyves in Olam Hazeh sof matin schar and shel mitzvahs, but there, the Hashem gives it to us. Hashem will give us things that will help us to do. Yashbi alano ko atoyves hamachzikos es yadeno vasos atoyra. Kion soiva v'shanav ribay kesev ezav.
And that's not their end. Their end is not for schar bol mazeh. Their end is for the
right, but it does call it a schar. Okay. It's not, but the what we're saying with Rabbi combination with Rabbi Melzer and Rafi is that sometimes it pays to it's like investing in your company. You know, there's to take the mon this schar. The Hashem worked out a system. Shem works out a system that comes out good for you. So the basically is better for schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. It's better for a person to get his schar haba. But Hashem worked out a system for that there should be a certain amount of mitzvahs that you get your schar haza, so that will make it easier for you to be able to do more mitzvahs. So there's certain things. Rashi in Kedushin and Lamites says that Benasati Esav is when you have the Rabbim do mitzvahs. So when Rabbim do mitzvahs, you get Schar Adam Hazeh. I don't know. There's certain things they bring about Schar Adam Hazeh. Okay, let's move on to a different.
So Rabbi, I was going through this and I had something which I think is a basic. It's almost a question or not, or basic understanding that I think if we answer this, we could have a better way of understanding Rashi and Tosis. meaning neither Rashi nor Tosfos is explaining the Gemara in the most basic explanation. The Gemara says that the first third comes from his cheshbon, above the third comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the basic explanation of that? You ask me, what's that mean? That means the first third comes out of his pockets, and anything he spends more than a third, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pocket, Kaviyachol. Whether that means he gets the money, whatever he spends, Hashem gives him the money back, which I know everybody doesn't like the concept of reimbursement because that doesn't fit into Rashi, but that would be Lachar, the most basic explanation, that anything he spends more than a third, don't worry about it. Hashem is covering the bill. Just like we were talking about, let's say, maybe the expenses for Shabbos, we say, So Rashi obviously doesn't like that, but that Lachar would be the most basic explanation, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
That doesn't fit into the Gemara, the most basic explanation. This is from his. That's from. Okay.
Can we see? There is a Taras Chaim that does learn such a pshat, but that's a third pshat. So we didn't do a Taras Chaim.
No. So one second. The question is, why doesn't Rashi like that?
I don't know.
It could be because of this Rambam. It could be because of the fact that Rashi views the world in a sense that Hashem gives you a certain amount of gashmias to help you do even more mitzvahs, that's really from Hashem's cheshbon. Because if it is just that you're going to do more mitzvahs because you're going to get an even nicer esrog, and then you're going to get more world and world to come, and it's not going to cost you any more, that's Hashem's not really giving to you. It's like it's not your expense, a big deal. You found a way to cheat the system. That's not coming from Hashem. What's the way Hashem pays us? Hashem pays us by giving us schar in this world and says, you just spent $100 mitzvah, I'm going to give you $300, and now you can do even more mitzvahs, and you'll get even more schar. So you get more in this world, you get more in the next world, and it's even greater. And then Tosfos comes along and says, but that's still giving schar in this world, and therefore he comes along and says, payers. But I'm saying the basic, if it's the Taras Chaim, whatever it says, the most basic explanation would be that it's literally whatever comes out of his pocket comes back to him. The fact that Rashi's not saying that, Lachor has to have a reason.
Okay, I hear, but I'm not. Well, hopefully we'll get to Taras Chaim, and then we'll try and see. I just want to go over the next other possibility. So this is one possibility. Which we're saying is very, says, like, I mean, it's just the only thing I'm afraid about it is like it's too big of a machlekes. Is that Rashi and Tosfos argue, Tosfos holds that Hashem, you would never get an iota of schar in this world because it's not worth it. You shouldn't get schar. In other words, you know, you don't want to get an iota, you don't want to waste schar in this world for anything. Maybe you need certain siyata shmai to make things easier. Okay, let Paris handle that. But you don't want to waste even a drop of schar in this world. And Rashi will say that no, that Hashem is good to get a certain amount of schar in this world. And therefore Hashem created a system that there are certain mitzvahs that get schar in this world. Again, that sounds a little radical, but that's one way. We said a different shot, which I think was not bad either, even though someone I remember told me they didn't like it, but I didn't think it was so bad. And that is that maybe that the first third, we're taking for granted that the reward that you get for the second hider, the extra hider, should be greater than the reward that you get for the first third, because the first third is you're obligated. So it's no big gedula. You did what you were obligated to do. But then when you give extra money, you're going beyond the call of duty and you're giving more than you're obligated. So that's very impressive. But the chayra, and it's true. I mean, it's like, you know, there is a rule, which we learned in Kedushin, of Gadol HaMitzvah V'Aseh, Mimishenu HaMitzvah V'Aseh. Now in Svara, it's not so mistavro. I would have definitely said, the Gemara itself says in Kedushin, that the Pashas in Svara is the other way. That, you know, the Gemara says that Pitzchida, he thought the other way, that Enu HaMitzvah V'Aseh is greater, because look, the guy's doing, even though he's not obligated. But the maskana is that a mitzvah vice is greater. There are many, many different explanations. Tosfos' explanation is because a person when mitzvah vice, he feels more pressure. And therefore, he when he does a mitzvah, it's not as enjoyable. He feels he's nervous. He might mess it up. Other people say it's because the Yetzirah pushes harder against a mitzvah vice. You have a stronger Yetzirah. So you overcame a stronger Yetzirah, so you get more reward. Other Rishayim say, that's another two Pshatim and Tosfos, and Machlekes, whether Pshat and Tosfos is. Other Rishayim say, it's because part of the mitzvah is working for Hashem. And the Maisa, when you're mitzvah, you're working for Hashem. When you're not mitzvah, you're working for yourself. Hashem didn't tell you to do it. So you're not, it's not tzveikus when HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzveikus is when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells you to do something and you do it. But whatever it is, there is such a rule of Gadol Mitzvah V'Aisim Yishem V'Aisim. So why can't we say a simple pshat in Rashi? That Rashi will say that you're right, you're not getting as much. For the first third, you get more reward because that's a regular mitzvah, that's Mitzvah V'Aisim. All mitzvahs are Mitzvah V'Aisim is Schar Na'inam Haba, Schar Mitzvah V'Hai Amaleka. But the hither, more than a third, is not a real mitzvah. It's not a real mitzvah. You're not mechuyev. It's just extra. So that doesn't go into the principle of schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. And mimele, you get your reward in this world. And that ain't okinami. It's a lower amount of reward.
So a few thoughts. Does the mukhe yosis lashon afilu seems a little hard if you say that?
No, it's definitely not the mukhe yosis. Mukhe yosis would be, if you would say that, you would have to say that Mukhe Yosef is learning. Yes, you definitely could not fit this into the Mukhe Yosef. So you would have to say that the Mukhe Yosef wanted to fit Rashi into Tosis,
right?
Which is not so terrible. You'll say it like this. You'll say that the Mukhe Yosef in Svara held that Tosis is right. And then because he held in Svara, Tosis is right. Not that he had, he couldn't understand Rashi. So he was Daichik Rashi's Elashim to have him fit into Taisis. But
other people, the Masifta, learned Rashi like this.
I can't hear you.
The Masifta, the brown Masifta, they were learning Rashi like this shot in the Mukhe Yosef. That Rashi and Taisis are saying the same thing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's probably, I think we said that at the beginning, that the simple shot would be to say that Rashi meant like Tosis, and just Tosis is explaining what Rashi meant, and there's no machlokes. There are people that do say that. I know people say that. But so maybe that's what the Mukhe Yosef meant. Okay, you're right. So your way, the other way is better, because what, in other words, if we're claiming that the Aruch didn't mean that, so shouldn't the Mukhe Yosef have been able to figure out that Rashi didn't mean that either? Okay.
Theoretically, could we say my pshat here too? Afilu because it's connected the rule, not afilu that it's good. It's taka bad. It's bad to get the schar olam hazeh.
Yeah, but we're saying the reason why, but no, because if you want to go against the rule, then you need a big maiva. We're saying that the kid, this pshat is saying it's not a big maiva. It's a shvacha mitzvah,
right? So that's make. But if you say the pshat in the rule is like the term of devar, because a mitzvah is so precious that there's no reward in this world, so a shvach mitzvah, it's not. You don't need a bigger schar. It's fakir. The whole reason Hashem doesn't give schar is because nothing's worth it. But if you say that it's a weaker mitzvah, then it could.
Right, but I don't think that would fit into that field. I guess that would be a rough to put into that fido.
But this new thing in Rashi, is it a big chiddush now of how you understand schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka, and that when there's not a tzivoy per se, that's not characterized?
Because it's not a real mitzvah. It's not a real mitzvah. It's like you made up your own mitzvah. Hashem went ahead and said a mitzvah to give a shlish. Hashem never asked you to do more than a shlish. You on your own, go ahead and do more than what you made up your own mitzvah. You decided, Hashem said to light 8 Hanukkah candles. I'm going to light 9 Hanukkah candles. I'm going to make my menorah 10 feet tall. And it's no Indian. You make a menorah. Menorah is a menorah.
Isn't there always an Indian and more hider, whether it's Zach Haley Van Vey or something, and doing it on
an Indian. But the question, according to this pshat, I'm not sure if the pshat is right. I don't want to say it because Ashkabaki might be wrong. But according to this pshat, we're saying that there's two dinim zekeiv anveil. There's a chiyuv, where the Torah said you're mechuyev to do zekeiv anveil. That's up to a third. And then once you're going beyond what you're mechuyev, So anytime you go beyond what you're mechuyev, it's a little bit, that's in the gather of Eino Mitzuva Ba'isa. You're not, this is not, there's no, because whatever that hesber in Kedushin is, which is, the truth is it's hard to understand Kedushin, but that's what it says. And in Eino Mitzuva Ba'isa,
any mitzvah qualitatively, like nicer tefillin with a nicer ksav, or anything like that, so that would fall then into the bucket that, hey, like, what the heck, but it's not really a mitzvah, and that's great if you do it.
Right, and there's according to this, I don't know if this chat's right.
Is that a Kiddush, though? I'm saying,
the Maizah says it's wrong. I don't want to, don't go.
No, but I'm asking, what's the shtibel pshat? In other words, stam, would I assume it's a bigger mitzvah to get a nicer tefillin?
Yes, of course. It's the normal pshat. You see from Taisus, you see from the Kais Yeshuas, that the more money you spend, the fact that you went out of your way and you spent way beyond the call of duty, more than you had to on your tefillin, is a much bigger mitzvah. And you get more schar for the extra amount that you gave extra than for the first extra amount. For the first 30, and that's what the Kodesh Yeshua is saying. That's Taibis's problem, that it should be a Kavah Chaymer. For the first third, you get schar in item haba. So for the extra amount, which is beyond that, which is a greater mitzvah, shows greater mesiras nefesh, and you're sticking your neck out, you should surely get schar in item haba. And that's why Taisa says you do get everything in item haba. So I don't want to stick with this Ashkafa and say this is Ashkafa, I'm going to walk home
seems,
with it.
But
maybe Rashi holds, that I'm sorry, I'm just trying to finish off. The Rashi maybe holds that it doesn't follow because since it's an Eino Mitzuva, so an Eino Mitzuva is always less, which Pashtas, even though, you know, obviously Taibis doesn't agree with it, it's a good point. Why shouldn't Taibis agree with it? Why can't you say that an Eino Mitzuva is less? So what was the Kais Yeshua's problem? The Kodesh Yeshua said that Taibis' problem is you should get your schar in Am Haba. It's an Eino Mitzuva. Eino Mitzuva is not a real mitzvah. A woman puts on the tefillin. A woman shakes lulav. It's an Eino Mitzuva.
It seems like to me this shot fits least into the actual Gemara's lashon. What does it mean, Mishalach Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mishalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean?
It means that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying you in this world, therefore it's not out of your pocket.
Yeah, but Avram's right. The Pashtus meaning is that it's something special.
Paying myself. Mishalatzmo doesn't mean I'm paying myself. What does that mean?
Mishalatzmo means that you're paying for it yourself. It comes out of your money. Your bank account's going to go down. You're going to end up losing an item haza. Mishalatzmo means that you end up in item haza you lost. You'll get it back in item haba, but in item haza you're losing. So Mishalatzmo means that you ended up losing an item haza. Mishalatzmo Baruch Hu means that you don't end up losing anything. I mean, I think that the Eishah Avram explained it, that since Hashem's going to, it's like Hashem's going to pay you back. So it's like you never paid it. Since Hashem is like, it's good for his, you know for sure you're going to get paid back. So even with interest, not just reimbursement, but you get paid back with interest. So it's been a bit of Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's
The simple reading of that of the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like it's something special. Mishalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it's, you know, not no?
I don't know. I mean there are other pshatim here. There's the Rav's pshat, you know, that learns how to
Right, the reading's very counterintuitive. Better.
Rishus Biyado. Okay, I don't know. You know, I was just looking at the rock. You people have a rock on the side of your Gemara, or is it only the fancy Gemaras that have the rock?
Standard.
What?
Real Gemara has the rock. I have it.
Yeah. So
the model.
Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what
I just looked at. That's an irregular Gemara also.
Okay, so I just looked at it this second. But look at he has a different shah in the Gemara. Dabar acher. Mikan ve'elech mishal kosh baruch hu. She'im bo lahadir ha-mitzvah b'yeser mishlish b'damecha. Eino chayit. Kol zeh mi'yegiyo she'achayav koimim b'hidr mitzvah. In other words, you don't have to because your life calls first. Avim zimin ha-kosh baruch hu ma'amin shalom y'yegiyo. In other words, meaning that, listen, if Hashem gave you extra money, if you really need the money, you don't have to. But if you got extra money, you should. So Mekosh Baruch Hu means that Hashem gave you extra money. Okay, now, but look at the next line. Now, isn't that interesting that the Rach bothers to make this point? Like, what has nothing to do with his chat? He's just throwing in that when you do a hither, it's good. And he brings it right from there, Chanukah. Mahadrin and Mitzvah, Mishubacha, Mishubach. Kritan and Ner Chanukah, Mahadrin, Ner the Chol Echa Bechad. Mahadrin, Mahadrin. Right, in other words, we're saying maybe it's a little bit mashma, like I'm trying, that maybe Rashi, there was a way of learning the Gemara that there we're not so gung-ho on the guy who's doing the extra amount. It's not such a big deal. Not such a, so he's saying, no. Maybe, in other words, that's mahadrin and mahadrin. You go up. You know, we don't say, hey, you know, it's not such a big deal. It is a big deal. Okay, I don't know. Well, what would be the answer? You tell me, Avram Max. You want to claim it's not mashma in the lashon? Okay, but can you explain to me in Svara why it's not right? L'chayre in Svara, it's right. There's a rule of Godam Osuva Aisem Misha Ena Masuva Aisa.
Because
the extra amount of money, you're not Mitsuva Aisa. So why should you go into that rule?
So if I had the chance, I would say before I saw this and heard what Rebbe's saying, I would say that the gedder of saying a gadol mitzvah v'osa is not by hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah is you're taking a mitzvah that exists and you're being mahadir that mitzvah. You're not adding on doing a woman is doing.
Hider mitzvah itself is a chiyuv. The hider mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of zekeni v'andeyu.
I'm just saying that before this, I would have said that a hider mitzvah, even going above the hider mitzvah and being more mahadir, is still connected to the etzem mitzvah, as opposed to doing a mitzvah like a woman who's not mechuyev in a mitzvah is doing a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev in, is not mitzvah v'osa. But if she did a mitzvah,
saying that ain't a mitzvah v'osa is when you do a mitzvah, the case over there was that he was a sumah potter min mitzvahs.
Did we have this chakira, Rebbe, at the beginning?
I don't know. Let me just say what he said. I want to say it over because I'm hearing a new svara, which it might be a good svara. So I want to be mizaka everybody else, and we can think about it. So you want to say like this that when it says ainu mitzuva oisa, that shot is that you have no shaychus in this mitzvah. In fact, there's a shita that says that a woman can't make a bracha on mitzvahs because she can't say a shirk.
Svardim are generally noig like that. Svardim are noig like
that. Right now, there's you. This isn't your mitzvah. See, you, Hashem never told you to do it. What are you doing? You're not serving Hashem. If the boss tells you to work, you get paid. If the boss doesn't ask you to work and a guy works on his own, he can't ask me for payment. Who asked you to do this for me? So the aim of mitzvah is, Chaz, you're doing something that Hashem never asked you to do. He asked someone else to do it. And now you go ahead and you hop and you do it. But here, since it's the same mitzvah, since Hashem did give you a mitzvah of hider mitzvah, Hashem gave you a mitzvah, and he gave you a mitzvah of hider mitzvah. So it's definitely that Hashem wants you to do it. And Amai, he didn't command it. So that's not in the gather of Eina Mitzvah, he's saying. It's like it's a different type of That's different.
Because Rebbe, that goes along with everything.
Like you would say. In other words, I think what you would say is, let's say I have a mitzvah of learning Torah, and I'm a chuyuv to learn, and I learn an extra 5 minutes beyond that I'm a chuyuv to learn. So you're saying that's not ain't a mitzvah of Aisa, because Hashem gave me a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Now I'm doing the mitzvah that Hashem told me to do more.
Yeah, it's a robusta, like it's like Gamaliel with the robusta with the Esther before. The Tosha said it's a robusta. That Gamaliel spent more on the lulav of an Esther. Of course, if you spend more, he did something extra. So of course, we praised him for it. What he did something extra. No, we don't say, question, well, he didn't have to do it.
The question is, if according to the logic of Gadol Mitzvah Aisa Yotzei Mishena Mitzvah Aisa, so for the amount that he would be obligated, he should get praised more. That's the pashtus. The pashtus is that Chazal came up with this theory, with this psak. That's the psak in Kedushin. So Rabbi Gamliel should have been. So I don't know, Rabbi Gamliel. But Avram is saying that rule. It's an interesting svara. I think it might be good. I listen.
Isn't that what the Rabbi Chaim is saying?
Sometimes I'm made that. So once in a while, my guy that lets me be made with other people. So it sounds like a good svara that he says, he's saying that when do we say, God, the mitzvah is a mishane mitzvah, he said, that's when you have no shaykhis to this mitzvah. It's not, you're a summa. The Gemara was taught a summa. And we're passing summa potem in our mitzvahs. So where do you come to this mitzvah? It's like a Yisrael wants to go ahead and do a mitzvah that's given to a Kohen. I'm not going to marry a grusha. I'm a shugana. That's not your mitzvah. You have no shaykhis in that mitzvah. Hashem never told you that you can't marry a grusha. You only come and have that mitzvah. So
it's like the story about Rav Huttner and Rav Yonason David. Rav Huttner and Rav Yonason David, they're next to Chaim Berlin, there's a place where there was a funeral home where there was an overhang going into the streets. So Rianis and David, they're both Yisraelim. They were coming to this place, and Rianis and David went to go to the streets, so he shouldn't go under the overhang by the funeral home, even though he's Yisrael, because Yisrael also, there's an Indian that he shouldn't become Tomei if he doesn't have to come Tomei. And the mice is that Rav Huttner grabbed him and forced him to come with him under the overhang. He shouldn't be like, don't be like a big tzaddik, like a big whatever it is. He says, you're Yisrael, there's no problem for you. Don't like go out into the street to Dafka to not go under the overhang, you know?
All right. I hear, never heard that story, but okay. But you're saying, but it's not exactly the same, because here we are saying it's a schus. It's just not as big as a schus. If a woman shakes an estrich, a lulav, there is a mitzvah, but it's not as big as a schus. But you're saying, but since over here, so if there is a mitzvah, so then it's added. So if we would want to follow this cheshbon using Avram Svar, we would say that's kupin and machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi holds that the principle of Gadol Mitzvah Aisa Mishena Mitzvah Aisa applies here too. That's what we would be saying. That Rashi doesn't hold the Avram Max's father. And he says, listen, there's a rule of Gadol Mitzvah Aisa Mishena Mitzvah Aisa. It makes no difference where you apply it to. And therefore, it's not the Iker. And it doesn't make it a bigger, obviously it's a bigger mitzvah, but it's not as much a bigger mitzvah as the Iker Mitzvah. And Tosfos holds, no. Tosfos holds, like Avram Max's Sara, that Abderabba, that since over here, you're Mechuyev in the Mitzvah, and it's part, and it's being, the Hidr Mitzvah is a Chedek, you're Mechuyev in the Mitzvah of Hidr Mitzvah. So now you're just doing more of what Hashem was Mechayev you. More of what Hashem is Mechayev you, right? Is not a big guy, is not, in other words, the difference would be, I'm sorry, I cut you up, John, I'm sorry, but just to say over as far, in other words, the question would be like this, Hashem gave a mitzvah giving tzedaka. The chiyuv to give tzedaka is a tenth, right? That's ma'aser. I go ahead and I give a fifth. That's assuming I gave a fifth. So do I, on that extra part, that would be the nafka mina. The extra part that I gave more, do I get more schar than for the amount for the first part, right? First I give 10th of my money is $100. Then I give another extra $100. So I give another fit, I double it. So for the first $100, I get tremendous schar because it's mitzvah v'aisa. So the shaila is, for the second 100 dinars that I was not obligated, so I get more schar and less schar. So according to what we're saying, that would be, if it's according to the second shot, which obviously not necessarily true, but maybe the first shot's right, but according to the second shot, that would be telling the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. According to Rashi, you get less schar for the second 100 dinars because it's ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. First 100, you're a mitzvah. Second 100, you're not mitzvah. According to Taisis, using Avraham Max's or since the Torah is mitzaviyah to give staka, so you're just doing more of what Hashem tells you to do. You're not in the gather of Eina Mitzvah. You're just doing beyond, you're doing more of what Hashem told you.
That's assuming that the between a 10th and a 5th is not itself hit or mitzvah, which it might be. It could be going from a 10th to a 5th.
It's the same thing, but it's still
not a 10th. No, it could be from a 10th to a 5th is like is the first third. It could be that is.
No, you're not Mechuyev. You're not Mechuyev.
You're not Mechuyev to hit or either.
No, the first third, you are Mechuyev.
What does that mean, you're Mechuyev?
The first third of hitter,
you're Why is it called a third? Why is it called a third? Because why is it called hitter? If you're Mechuyev, then why is it called hitter?
That's what we learn out from the pasuk of Zeh Kedem Adeo, that you're Mechuyev on the first third. Okay, so, I have to give a share. But tomorrow, I'd like to see, we never saw two Marmikamas we never saw yet. And we I want to finish a sugya for this week already. So we never saw that revising share. And we never saw the what's it called again, the Torah's Chaim.